Finally today, a little taste of the Louisiana Bayou, where you can still hear French language radio. The world's Nina Porzucchi dropped in on KVPI in the town of Ville Platte and tells us this story.
It's 8 a.m. on a rainy Wednesday morning in the small town of Ville Platte, down in southwest Louisiana. Swamp country. Definitely time for a cup of coffee. Or, as they say out here in French, la tasse de café.
Phone lines are open, ladies and gentlemen. 337-363-2124, near or far, if you want to give us a call. Donnez-nous un call à ce matin. 337.
La Tasse de Café is a morning radio call-in show with Jim Swallow and Mark Lane. They broadcast live from KVPI, the local commercial station. It's nothing fancy. Just a one-story brick building, one car out front, a small wooden sign, and a big American flag. This is live radio, says Mark. Nothing's really planned for the show, not the topic of conversation, not even the language.
We can talk in French, we can talk in English, we can do half and half, we call it franglais. One of the interesting topics is how you say a particular word in French, and we invite people to call in, and it's always interesting.
Like the word of the day Jim introduces this rainy morning, command.
I wonder how many people can remember this. When you command a cow to encourage her to get in position for milking.
Yes.
Would you know how to say that?
No.
Uh-huh. Poteau, Cayette.
Turns out, a lot of folks remember.
And not call Jim.
All right. Bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
Jim.
Yes.
It's Gary Landrino.
Yes, Gary. Go ahead.
How you doing?
Oh, listen. We're doing okay.
This morning reminded me of a morning in January 1951. And my brother and I and he had 18 cows to milk.
French in Louisiana goes way back to the late 17th century, when Europeans first settled here. About 100 years later, the Cajuns, or Acadians, arrived. Fleeing British rule in Nova Scotia, they settled down here in southwestern Louisiana. At one time, you might have traveled through small towns like Ville Platte and not have heard a lick of English.
Jim.
Uh-huh.
Becky Buller, your classmate.
Becky Buller. Bonjour, Becky.
Bonjour. Comment ça va?
But today it's different. In the 1920s, the state outlawed French in public schools. And while the Cajun and Zydeco music and the gumbo continue to thrive, Louisiana's French dialects are dwindling. In the late 1960s, around a million people reportedly spoke French in the state. The 2010 census recorded just about 175,000 native speakers. KVPI is fighting hard to buck that downward trend. The station signed on in 1953, and it has been broadcasting news and programming in French ever since. And in the town of around 8,000 people, it seems like everyone is listening. I mean, everyone.
We get the mayor. We have the mayor of Ville Platte right here who wants to make a special presentation, Jim.
All right.
Oh, my goodness. Bonjour, tout le monde.
Mayor Jennifer Vedrine is a force to be reckoned with.
I am from here, was born and raised right here. I wasn't reared, I was raised. You know, in the South, you're raised.
And she was raised speaking French with her grandparents. Many locals like Vedrine remember their grandparents speaking French at home. And always, always listening to the radio.
KVPI is our jewel here. You know, it's so much a part of our community. I'm telling you, if you die and they don't hear it on KVPI, you're not dead.
All right, Jim, another call.
Ooh, bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Bon matin, gentlemen, c'est Boise Pete, Prédidon.
Ah, Prédidon, go ahead.
Hi, Boise.
Hey, Mark, I wanted to tell you all a little story en franglais.
And if KVPI has anything to do with it, French will continue to be part of the conversation here. As they say down here, lâche pas la patate. Don't give up. For the world, I'm Nina Porzucchi. Ville Platte, Louisiana.
Et tous les États-Unis, et au revoir. Wow, I'll tell you what, it was a busy one today. I wouldn't be able to stand another hour.
It was a busy one here at The World, too. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman, back with you tomorrow.
The World is a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH, supported by the Annenberg Foundation, advancing a better tomorrow through visionary leadership today, annenbergfoundation.org. By the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world, macfound.org. the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the PRI Ambassador Council, whose members include Peter and Catherine Darrow, the Gruber Family Foundation, Marguerite Steed Hoffman, and the Robbins Kaplan Miller Cerisi Foundation, by the National Endowment for the Arts, and by the Carnegie Corporation of New York, supporting innovations in education, democratic engagement, and strengthening international peace and security at carnegie.org.
PRI, Public Radio International.